This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For another hour of conversation, it's the conversation bomb. Don't you like that, ladies? The ladies are here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Am I with it if I say this is the conversation bomb? Yes or no?
I'm not really sure what you mean by that, but
well, thebomb.com.
Is that what you mean?
Not about that. It's an expression. I'm trying to kind of get along with everybody in terms of expressions, and I've heard that expression used, it's the bomb. So I thought I'd try it out on you. Obviously, it's fallen flat, so let's get going here, Jennifer, with what's going on. That's the bomb with you, Jennifer.
All right, here we go. Well, Martha McSally is a name that's trending, and while this isn't the most happy story of the day, I think it's really an important one, and she's getting lots of attention because she's been on with Gail King, who also has been trending a lot this week with her interview with R. Kelly. She's been on with Gail King on Thursday and Friday's CBS This Morning, a two-part interview. It was revealed on Wednesday during a hearing that U.S. Senator Martha McSally, who is an Air Force veteran, admitted that she was raped by a superior officer while she was serving the country. This was pretty astounding. It kind of caught everybody by surprise. And just for the record, if you don't know much about Martha McSally, she actually ran for Jeff Flake's seat in Arizona. She was predicted to win. She's a Republican. She was projected to win. She was running against Kristen Sinema, who was kind of seen as sort of an activist candidate, wasn't given too much attention. But because of ballot harvesting, which a lot of people had talked about, 3 weeks, I think maybe even 4 weeks after the election was everybody voted, it was actually determined that Kristen Sinema had won that seat, which was kind of a surprise. Kristen Sinema now sits in the Senate. Martha McSally was appointed by the governor in Arizona to take over John McCain's seat when John Kyle, who was originally appointed after John McCain's death, left office at the end of the year. So Martha McSally is a senator from Arizona in McCain's seat. She's going to run for re-election in 2020. That's when McCain's seat is up. Now, that being said, she's also the first female combat pilot in the United States. That's why I like her. I just think it's kind of cool. She was the first female combat pilot in the U.S. Air Force. And she admitted during a hearing that she'd been raped by a superior officer on Wednesday, but did not report it because she blamed herself and did not trust the system.
So what was the reason for the hearing? What was she there because
it's
of
sexual
that,
misconduct in the military. Sexual misconduct in the military.
Lots of it.
Yeah. And so she said, she spoke out and said, just like you, I was a victim. I didn't speak out like so many other people who are victimized in this situation. She said, quote, the perpetrators abuse their position of power in profound ways. And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer. But unlike so many brave survivors, I didn't report being sexually assaulted.
So where is this she guy went, now? Do we know who it is?
We don't know. She did not identify her attacker. No.
Yeah. Is that a mistake? Well, ladies, is that a mistake? Should she have identified the attacker and
in public? I don't know. Of
course.
You know, who knows how that would have gone? Mm. I mean, that's really personal. It's up to her to probably make that decision, not us to armchair quarterback it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for various reasons, she may choose to name them or not. And who knows what her reason is.
Well, I guess I'm curious because of what you consider to be the long arm of the law or justice being done. I see that there's a very interesting story. I don't know if you've noticed these, the story of these two sisters in their 60s who've been charged with killing their father a number of years ago. They were arrested this week and charged with first-degree murder. The father was 85 years old when they killed him in 2015 for his money. So, I mean, the long arm of 2015, there's no statute of limitations on murder, but there is on sexual assault, I think, right?
Yes.
There is. Okay. So should that be changed? That should be changed.
I think it depends on it depends on the state that you're in. Certain states have unlimited statute of limitations, but that's why you're seeing so many of these stories come out against Kevin Spacey or Harvey Weinstein that are not actually able to be prosecuted because they're just outside of that limitation. Martha McSally, for her part, though, said that she felt really guilty. She almost left the military. Actually, she almost left the Air Force because she just didn't know what to do, and she felt like the system, she said, was raping her all over again. And she just was not able to share her story. Yeah, right. It's your superior officer.
Right. Yeah. And who's going to believe you? And then what about the retaliation? There's so many things that are factored into, especially in the military.
If she
had come
forward, she never would have gotten to the rank of colonel, and she never would have become the first female pilot. That's a determination she probably made and figured it out on her own. If she had reported whoever it was, her career in the military would have been over. They'd have fixed it. The guys up above would have fixed it.
Mm-hmm. You know, what makes me happy about this is that she's a person who's actually sitting on the right committee. There are so many weird committee assignments that people do in the Senate and the Congress just to make a statement, a political statement. I think Ilhan Omar is one of those people that has been getting a lot of attention in Congress. But Martha McSally, who was a member of the Air Force, who has this behind her, is so appropriately sitting on the Senate Armed Services Subcommittee. Maybe she can make this better for people who are coming forward, because the problem of sexual assault military hasn't gone away. There's over, I think, 6,700 cases that were actually reported just in the fiscal year of 2017. 6,769 reports of sexual assault. That's huge. And those are just the reported cases. If you know that's the number of people brave enough to come forward, what's the real number? And so I'm happy that she's there. I'm happy that she's speaking out. I think this is really important, actually. I think we can use this for something positive, because maybe you can, when you put a face to it, maybe that's what it takes to make a change.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good point. In a moment or two, we continue with People in the News here on the DJV Show, where it's 13 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Geek Out.
Recently, you could start playing Centipede, Missile Command, Asteroid, and other games on the infotainment screens inside of Teslas, albeit not while actually driving. Now, Mercedes is also getting into the same game with their new high-tech CLA model by introducing a version of Nintendo's Mario Kart right there on the car's infotainment system and allowing you to control the game by using the car's actual steering wheel and pedals. The car's interior LED light system even syncs with the game's color theme, and they claim the car's AC will blow in your face to match the speed of the game. If you want to see the Mercedes Mario Kart marriage for yourself, we posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
BJV time is 16 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Shillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I want to stick with Senator McSherry for a second, because I was thinking as I was sitting here listening to you talk during the break, the business about how you turn something that's so negative like that. I think we were talking about that with regard to something else yesterday or the day before. When somebody has done something that really, really knocks you off your whatever, and then that negative stuff sometimes plays into how you feel about yourself, and you feel like it's your fault. Your success sometimes will rest on how you deal with these sorts of things. And she made the right decision, but I wonder what the lesson is for everybody else about how you make decisions about what affects your life. And if you feel that you have, I know a lot of people who go through life in sort of a debilitating way. They're afraid of everything. Their life is not happy because there are things that bother them and they don't do anything about it. So I would just pass along, as Miss McSherry did, that her
McSally.
Name is McSherry, right?
McSally. Martha McSally, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That things that are worthwhile are never easy. She was probably nervous before even giving that testimony on the Senate floor. I mean, even though it's been years and years and years, because this thing had to have messed with her head. And she had to make a decision. Do I go after this guy, or do I take care of my career? And failure, I think, in my world, leads to success. I guess that's... So this, if you fall off or you got something that's distressing and distracting, just keep moving. Just keep pushing on. All right, so let's get to a couple of other names in the news. The celebrity chef Mario Batali has given up all his restaurants because he's had his sexual assault. Is this...
He had a punch against him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one I would look at him. I've met this guy before. I would never in a million years believe this would be a story about him. Ever. Ever, yeah. Ever, ever. You know how some people you can look at and you're like, ew, okay, I can get that? With this guy, I would have never thought. But
really? You don't get a creepy vibe from him?
I've met him at a couple cable shows. I never got, like, a weird vibe from him. I mean, obviously he's got strange looks or whatever, but he doesn't. He, to me, seems just normal.
Huh.
Normal.
Yeah. I have to get my radar checked, apparently.
All right. So he's, the restaurants are gone. Is this appropriate? I suppose it is. People are going to want to invest with him or be connected to him anyway.
Well, here's another case, though. He hasn't been prosecuted for anything. Detectives said they couldn't find enough evidence to charge him, and he's lost his entire career. And four women who worked for him in the restaurant said that he touched them inappropriately.
So is that fair? Guilt?
I don't know. Well, I don't remember exactly what the women accused him of, but... I think he admitted that he had been inappropriate at times, so...
Great. All right, here's the John Bolton story of the day, the week, or the month. He's the National Security Advisor. I think he's a horror show. Jennifer loves him. He warned yesterday that the U.S. will consider increasing sanctions on North Korea. Is that something...
Does he talk to Trump before he makes these statements?
Oh, yeah. They're actually really dialed in. This is not unheard of. I think... I don't know if I said it here or on the show that I host in Los Angeles, but this would not surprise me if the sanctions are in place by next week, because what will happen is after this meeting, and this is before I even knew Kim had kind of screwed around with his facility and started to rebuild it again.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a meeting that ended like that,
obviously you need to add more pressure to the situation. And the sanctions have been working in North Korea. That's why Kim Jong-un took the meeting to begin with. So now you apply more pressure, and then you go back to a third summit. And you say, look, this is only going to get worse. What can we do this time? This is an ongoing process. I think people were looking for an immediate end, and I don't have any problem with more sanctions. Bring them on.
I think it's called the squeeze play. 21
exactly
after
right.
hour here on the DJV program.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I wanna be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody rewinds years, wants to disappear, makes time stall. Wanna be those words, fill you up, pull your windows down, and keeps you young, makes you believe you're right where you belong. I wanna be that song.
Wanna be that song by Brett Eldredge. Part of the music that fits into the Tailgate Festival after its debut in L.A. last year. Now the Tailgate Fest is headed inland with Brett Eldredge and Brantley Gilbert next August. Two-day festival. Boy, these festivals are everywhere, aren't they, now? Encouraging fans to party out of the back of their cars like a tailgate party. Hello, Dean. That's why they call it Tailgate Fest. Let's see, who else is going to be there? A couple of young country stars, Jennifer Lindsay L. Is that her name? Lindsay L. and
I
Ray
haven't heard
Lynn.
Of her. Ray Lynn used to be on Blake's team on The Voice and has been shuttled kind of around with Blake Shelton on tour and also with Miranda Lambert. They both loved her and took her on tour when they were still together. Yeah.
For the second year, the festival will more than double its size by moving from the parking lot at the Forum. There's no parking lot there anymore. They're building the new... There's no parking lot there. Right? Isn't that, I don't think there's anything. They're building the new stadium. I don't think there's any parking left there.
I know.
Right? Yeah. So the new site is a little further out of town from Main Core, L.A. 200 acres of green grass they found at Silver Lake Festival Grounds.
Perfect.
In Norco. Where the heck is Norco?
Inland Empire.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
So... The festival, once again, catering to country fans who love to show up hours before concerts, turn their parking lot into a party. That's kind of a cute idea, isn't it?
I think it sounds fun.
Yeah. Right. And so apparently all of the artists go outside to where the fans are. Is that right? Is that what they do? Is that
That's
how it
what
works?
They do. Parking they lot party.
Kind of hang around. Wow.
Think about it. You save so much money because you're not buying food from the concessions. And
yeah.
you're hanging out. Yeah, the best part of most events is the tailgate. So I think it makes
a lot
of sense.
It's not cheap, though. It was, I think, I remember looking last year or something, it was around $150 just for a spot to park.
Really?
So, but I guess if you fill up that car, I don't know if it's
a
person.
Sounds like trying to find a spot at a Patriots game. All right, so if you want tickets, LATailgateFest.com. Tailgate sort of breaking the mold, letting people build a world around their own cars, their own food, their own drink.
I don't know how much you get to see the stage, but you'd hear it.
Yeah. All right, so LATailgateFest.com is a way to chase that ticket information down. Now, here's another festival called the Pitchfork Festival, and now they have announced their lineup returning to Chicago's Union Park the 19th, 20th, and 21st of July. Lineup features performers from a wide range of music. Pitchfork announcing the top three sister rock band. Is it Haim? Is that how you pronounce it?
Haim.
Haim. A dance pop star from Europe named Robin and the Isley Brothers? That's kind of an interesting combo.
It's a cool mix of everything.
Right. I love the Isley Brothers. Fabulous. Crank this crank. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. The Brothers Isley. Who's that lady?
What are the chances that Doug sings this to the ladies when he goes out on a date with them?
100%.
I see it, definitely.
Really?
Yep.
Mavis Staples is on the lineup as well with the rock band Belle and Sebastian. And Charlie XCX. I was trying to make a Roman numeral out of that, but you can't.
Yeah, no.
But really. All right. So the new editor of Pitchfork Magazine says, this summer's festival will be my first as editor. Exciting that it features such an inclusive lineup. So tickets are $75 for a day. 3-day pass, $175. And it starts the 31st of... the price is the pass.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort will be sentenced in a federal court in Northern Virginia later today after being convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. Manafort pleaded guilty to similar charges in a case in Washington, D.C., for which he'll be sentenced next week. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen answering yet more questions from the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors yesterday. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them.
He produced documents to back up his claims that a false statement about the Trump Tower Moscow project he delivered to Congress in 2017 was edited by President Trump's attorneys. Jay Sekulow, one of the president's lawyers, denies the allegation.
USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
If you've been delaying needed maintenance like changing your oil, replacing headlight bulbs, or installing new brake pads, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and put your tax refund to work. Our professional parts people will help you get more mileage from your refund and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fold here at 34 after the hour on the DJB program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We're all here happy to be along with you and with each other. So, Victoria, what are we leading into our conversation with this half hour?
Well, some business news that's trending. Family Dollar, which is a national chain, they are not doing well in, like so many other brick-and-mortar retailers. They've announced that they'll be closing 390 stores this year. And this is, of course, this is a low-income, kind of, their ideal shopper is a low-income shopper. Items are sold for under $10 at more than 8,000 stores. It's owned by the Dollar Tree, which has a total of 7,000 stores as well. And so Dollar Tree stores sell everything just for a dollar, but the Family Dollar is what's closing. And it's just they've, it's so hard for so many different retailers to even survive in this kind of situation where everything is bought online and you can shop in a store and then find something even cheaper on Amazon. And this is yet another company that's going to have to restructure based on the current climate.
Are we all dollared out, though? There's so many
There's a lot of dollar stores around. The 99-cent store.
Yeah, the 99-cent store, Dollar Tree, Dollar King, all these different places that I think, I don't know. And then you have a lot of independents who will put up dollar stores just individually and independently in markets. There are so many dollar stores in my neighborhood. I can't imagine how any of them survive because it doesn't seem like you'd go to different ones, but maybe you do.
Yeah.
There's some people who buy their food there.
Yeah.
Various kinds of
food. Dollar Tree is notorious for selling food, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Dollar General.
Notorious.
A 99 cent store. No, my grandparents actually go there for certain things. I mean, they don't buy everything there, but they'll go there for certain things. And I actually went into one and I was skeptical. I think this was a 99 cent and only store in Palm Springs when they were out staying in California. And I was like, oh, gosh, we're not going in here to buy food. But it was all real stuff. It was all good stuff. So I don't know.
That makes me nervous, though. You know when you buy shampoo that looks like a salon brand? That's what makes me think of, that it's food that's knocked off or somehow tainted or tampered with. Mm-hmm. It's not the
same thing. I survived it, though. I did try it and survive.
What did you eat?
I can't remember. We bought, like lettuce or something. It was
lettuce.
Something.
Oh, my God. That's brave.
Yeah, produce there.
You gotta take a pass on that, thanks.
And I survived. It was fine.
Yes, you did survive. All right, let's go to Jennifer for a couple of things. Both of them, when I get back to California here, I'm looking around at the local news and seeing what's going on. California is probably the best example in the whole country about not to do things. So you remember there was a teacher strike here a while back, and now there is a move to add more taxes in a referendum question coming up in June. You want to explain what these nut birds are all trying to get done here?
I was talking about this. I could see this coming from a mile away. So the teachers go on strike in LA Unified. They say that there was all this money in a reserve somewhere that they wanted the school district to use for teacher salary increases, for more school nurses, for all of these programs, essentially. We don't have to go through and relitigate everything they were asking for. The school district said that pot of money doesn't exist at all. What are you guys talking about? And that's why the teachers walked out, because they just, one side said there was no money and the other side said, well, yes, there was, and they wanted to use it. So the mayor, Eric Garcetti, who at that time was still considering running for president, gets involved with the negotiations, and suddenly about 5 days in, they say, oh, we have an agreement. And I said at the time, there's no money that has been found. There's no money. They came to terms on an initial agreement and then they're going to stick it to the taxpayer. And sure enough, here we are just a couple of months after the teacher strike is settled. There's a new initiative going on to a ballot that no one will vote in June because it's a boring election, a local election, and people will let that tax pass. And we will now fund, it's going to be an increase to our property taxes. So anybody who's a homeowner
in
LA County will have this on the ballot again, and it will pass because California always votes for it because no one shows up to these things, and it'll pass through. And now more money will be taken from our property taxes, and they will fund the school. We ended the strike. This ballot initiative ended the strike, and it's just such terrible mismanagement. I think that's what makes me crazy. It's not about not wanting to pay. It's that they don't manage the money that they already have.
And that's really the bottom line when you get to consideration of things like this. I have told, I think, a couple of times on the air, the example that is most stark. I have owned four houses in Los Angeles County since I started coming here in the wintertime in 93. I didn't buy my first house till 2001. But from that point to the house that I bought in 2006 that I stayed in for 10 years down in what they call Santa Monica Canyon, right near the PCH and the ocean, I had a little 2,400-square-foot plot. That was considered a normal size plot, 2,400 square feet, and I had a 1,600 square foot house on it. The taxes for that house were more than I pay for my 114-acre farm in Framingham. Put it into perspective. Think about that. A 1,400-foot house, even though, yeah, it was close to the beach and all of that stuff, taxes higher than on 114 in a well-to-do suburb where real estate values are really pretty high.
It's so
nuts. And why people roll into this and let this... What's the
that's
matter
ocean,
with people listening in California?
No, but that
ocean
would be the same
property everywhere.
He'd pay the same amount in property taxes if he lived in my neighborhood, because L.A. County is L.A. County. And so whether you're living in my neighborhood or you're living at the beach, you're taking it in the shorts. And
right.
I don't. Yeah. And one of the issues is I support Trump's tax reform because I think more people are seeing more money in their checks. And you know what? We could debate that all day long. But what makes it stinky for those of us in California, Victoria, New Jersey, and New York is in these blue states that are very, in my opinion, I can speak for California at least, super mismanaged.
Mm-hmm.
You have a limit as to what property taxes you can actually declare as a deduction on your income taxes. That deduction in California is
$10,000. That was a mistake. That's a mistake.
Well,
they need to fix
it. I don't think it was. Well, California needs to fix it. That's the problem. The fact
well,
that
New Jersey and New York are trying to fix it, too,
because
it's 10,000 limit. Yeah.
It's ridiculous because the truth is, right now, I don't come close to that because I had a family purchase, and so I'm tied in with Prop 13 and certain parts of my property taxes. I'm lucky. I still pay about $4,000 a year, which is ridiculous. But when I move,
that's amazing.
When
yeah,
I go into another house,
too much.
You can't get, I mean, an average home, it puts you over that $10,000 marker. So people
that's,
in just
yeah.
middle-class homes are
yep.
going to
mm-hmm.
not be able to afford
yep.
their property taxes, not be able to deduct them.
Too
and
much
our
money.
Accountant told, yeah, our accountant told us a couple weeks ago when we did our taxes, he said, you know, he said with this new, because we were talking about all the different tax changes, and there were over 600 changes to the tax laws.
This
and he
year.
Said, you know, and he said with the new tax bill, and he said to us, he goes, you know, guys, it's a really good thing you don't own property. He said, because nowhere in New Jersey where we are, everything would be over $10,000 easily. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I don't know that it will probably prevent us. If that doesn't change, then that's a major hindrance for us to ever own property in the foreseeable
yeah.
future.
Hard. For my daughter is my daughter and my son both in their 40s. They don't own anything. They can't. My daughter and her husband are full time profs and make a good. they do very well in terms of comparatively speaking what. The average person with that degree and that caliber of job, and they haven't got enough money to put into a house, and neither does my son. You don't do it here. Everybody rents, or most people do, or a lot of, anyway. It's food for thought. Don't let it go in your state the way it's gone in California. That's, I guess, the bottom line here. Also in California, this is really kind of sad. They've had 21 horses die at the Santa Anita racetrack. So they called off racing. What's going on here? What are they dying?
Yeah, this has been a story, and it's so weird because it's being reported by local news media, but no one from Santa Anita is really coming out to try to get in front of this, and I think it's because they legitimately don't know. Santa Anita is a racetrack actually pretty near my home. You can get there in about 20 minutes from where I live, and they've been having horses die at a very high rate over the last several months. And so they've shut down the racetrack, and then they think they're okay, and they reopen it again. And now I think the 21st horse has died. And so now it's permanently closed down until they can figure it out. And when I talked to someone yesterday who calls races at the racetrack, and does a show about racing, and he said that the speculation is, and this makes perfect sense, that with all the rain California has had this year, that all sorts of junk has been washed up,
so
that the ground is unstable for the horses, and that they're dying because of it, and that it's not necessarily the fault of Santa Anita, but yet what's going on at the racetrack, and that to me makes sense. I don't know if that's going to end up being the ultimate reason, but that's one of the theories being floated.
Yeah, it's really
the other part of that is we had a similar issue like that at Monmouth Park Racetrack, which is right near, which is about 10 minutes up the road from me here in New Jersey. My dad's a horse trainer, and so they had a similar issue with that. The secondary problem beyond the actual condition of the track is the current state of thoroughbreds in this country. They're so inbred that they're breaking down, and you can't run. It's like revving an engine that just it's really unfortunate.
Yeah, can't be inbreeding that way. Yeah, you're right about that. Yep. It's food for thought here. Lots of food for thought. Good morning. Good day. How do you do? This is the DJV Show at 44 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Virtual reality in the classroom? It's a fact. Like, imagine being able to virtually stand next to the Eiffel Tower versus just seeing a 2D image of it. Well, we spoke to Sandra Clark, Global Education Manager for Lenovo, about their Lenovo VR Classroom initiative and the headset that makes it all work, the Lenovo Mirage Solo.
So the Mirage Solo is the first wireless all-in-one VR headset with Google's Daydream operating system, which was made specifically for VR. What's great about that is that the experience is very comfortable to use. The image quality is amazing. Because it's wireless, you don't have to worry about connecting to a PC or being sort of pulled out of the experience. Everything is inside the VR headset, so it's a nice, clean, easy-to-deploy solution in a classroom.
Lenovo.com/VR Classroom is the place to learn more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than $3, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV Show, with a focus on the Democrats postponing the vote on the anti-Semitism resolution. I don't think most people understand what that term means or who are the Semites. Most people think anti-Semitism is just about Jews. It is not. Semites are the people who live in who are nomadic, the original tribal nomads in the Middle East were all Semites. They turned out to be, as religion was declared among them, Catholics, I mean Christians and Jews and Muslims. They're all Semites. Semites don't, the term Semite doesn't apply to just a religion. It applies to an ethnicity, if you will. Anyway, we haven't figured it out yet. So because of all of that noise last week by Representative Omar, the Democrats are trying to put a curb on it. I don't know if they're going to get very far. What do we think? Yes, no, maybe?
Well, I think it's a sign of the times. I think you have the younger class of Democrats like Tlaib and Omar and Ocasio-Cortez who are saying, this is my free speech. And you have a lot of moderate Democrats who are saying, this is unacceptable. She should not be sitting on the Foreign Affairs Committee, Foreign Relations Committee.
No, she should not. No, nope, not at all. I agree with you. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time. Extraordinary public service that we present, and I say that not with tongue-in-cheek. I think we do present an extraordinary opportunity for people with these podcasts on health and the information that we get from the two doctors that are regulars here, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here with us now to go through more of the stories that he studies every week from the various journals of medicine. This week, a lot of attention on vaccines and flu and pneumonia. I told you I got a pneumonia shot. Did I tell you that? I don't know if I did tell you that.
Breaking news.
I got a shot for...
Congratulations. Good move.
I was told I would never have to get... I've never had pneumonia. I've never had the flu. But I've never had a flu shot. But this doctor convinced me that I ought to have a...
Wow, I want to talk to this doctor.
This is that lady who does the physical.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. So... let's get to the story here. First of all, the warning for people who are pregnant and what happens if you get the flu or pneumonia or whatever. So what's the story here, Ken?
It's a great report.
This is the reasoning to have a... This is why you get the vaccine, I think, from your perspective, right?
All of the above. This is out of JAMA Psychiatry this week, breaking news about autism risk. Pregnant women infected with sepsis, that's a bacterial infection in the blood, flu or pneumonia can significantly increase, Doug, the chance of giving birth to a baby with autism. Mothers infected during pregnancy, they have nearly an 80% elevated risk of having a child with autism and a 24% risk of having a child who grows up with depression. So this is interesting because we've been trying to identify clear risk factors. Is it genetic? Is it an environment? And here we without a doubt have identified risk of infection during pregnancy.
All right. This is an important research piece for people to make note of, take note of. If you want to research these things, just Google JAMA or what do you Google flu and pneumonia risk. What's the way to Google? You want more information?
Just listen to us. No. Risk of autism. Yes. That's how to find this.
All right. Also, with regard to vaccines, this is a big study that finds no link between any kind of measles vaccine and autism. So. Another autism story and vaccine connected.
This is amazingly out the same week and also a very important medical journal, the Annals of Internal Medicine. Amid ongoing U.S. measles outbreaks, one of the largest studies to date, Doug, provides fresh evidence that measles, mumps, and rubella, that MMR vaccine, does not cause autism. Danish researchers found no link between the MMR vaccine and autism, even when they focused on children at greater risk for developing autism. These are kids who have a sibling with autism. In a study of more than 650,000 Danish children, there was no difference in the risk of autism in vaccinated and unvaccinated children. The World Health Organization has declared vaccine hesitancy one of the 10 greatest threats to public health.
Well, the problem is that it's too general. We need to talk more about that in a specific sense. Some of the vaccines are controversial, some of them are not. You ought to have some of them. Across the country, though, counties are reporting measles, and that is a real problem. And so now there are platforms on Facebook, YouTube, other social media, the crackdown on conspiracy theories, et cetera, et cetera. I think people need to have their conspiracy theories, be able to talk about them. But there are 20 states, Ken, that have proposed anti-vaccination bills, and Capitol Hill lawmakers apparently discussing the same thing. So what do you think will happen?
Well, I think that people are going to have to vaccinate their kids because it's a real problem, and the reason why we're seeing the resurrection of measles and these other illnesses are because people are not vaccinating the kids. And for these vaccines to work, it's like an umbrella. Everybody needs to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of things that everybody needs to do, there's a lot of research that's been done on weight loss and how to do it, who should be on a weight loss program, and how do you conduct yourself. You want to give weight loss a jump start, and then years from now look back on it and say, wow, this was a really good decision. The decision is to use America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. This has been going on for several decades. Calitrin is the product. It works very easily. You take four of them at night, and as Jennifer was saying earlier, you sleep better, and it works on putting the collagen, which is the main ingredient, to work in your body, so you push away the fat and lose the weight. All right, you got very easy. Just go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, get a 60-day supply for the price of a 30-day supply right now at toploss.com. Lose.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.